Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 20th of July 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Asda is offering up a £99 8-inch tablet. The Anovo Tab is with us. It's an Android-powered tablet, 4GB of internal memory, and an SD card slot that takes up to 32 for additional storage. It's not bad. It looks all right. It's an 800 by 600 screen, and it comes with Android 2.1, which I can't remember the name of. But there you go. Well done, Asda. The University of Birmingham has come up with a fantastic invention. It would appear that they've managed to make stainless steel that resists bacteria. So, if you've got anything that you use in operations, then you sterilise it, but you're absolutely certain that there's nothing on it because nothing grows there anyway. Well done, Birmingham! Huzzah! Now, there's no getting away from the fact that today's an enormous Apple Day. If you've been waiting for Lion, then now's your chance to lose absolutely all your data. I mean, to download it and back up all your data. But yesterday was the earnings call from Apple, and it's been rather good. They've sold more iPads than there've been Windows computers sold in the previous quarter. And they've got $76 billion sat in their bank account. Good grief. I bet the interest rate's a bit better than the one I'm getting. It's a huge amount for them. They're really, really happy. And of course, Tim Cook said it was brilliant and they were over the moon. They've also confirmed in the earnings call that Lion will be coming out today. You'll get it in the Mac App Store. So all you've got to do is go and get it. Oh, won't that be some fun? What also is out today is Google Plus for iPhone. If you go to the iTunes App Store and download it, you can get it for your iOS devices. But beware, although iOS 5 is only 2 months away, it would seem that Google Plus is not compatible with it. So if you've got iOS 5 and you're a developer, you can't use it. But the push notifications work and blip all through the night. Buggers. Google Plus is also looking for the celebrity contingent. They've tapped a whole load of Hollywood stars to get them to come on Google Plus so that they can attract users. What the point is when they've still got a restricted beta, I'm not entirely sure. But go away, celebrities. It's not for you. It's for the people that want to be social. I don't want any celebrities anywhere near my circles. Oh, no. And Sky Go has come to iOS. I've downloaded it this morning. I need to figure out how to get my Sky account to work with it yet, but it looks awesome. The quality's really, really good over Wi-Fi. It's pretty crappy over 3G, but hey, that's probably more to do with your carrier than it is to do with Sky. It's not bad at all from what I've seen of the reviews, but I need to have a play with it today if I can get it working at all, because today's just not my day. Don't say a word, Clayton. Sprint had a huge deal yesterday, but I'm not going to say anything about it because A, it's Sprint and it doesn't actually relate to me, and B, Dan Hess has a picture on Engadget that makes him look like Mr. Bean, and I really can't think of anything he's going to say that I want to hear. Sorry, Sprint. And finally, wouldn't you just know it, it's the reason I'm not talking to Aaron Clayton, Adobe has stuck Photoshop Elements 9 in the Mac App Store. £54 gets you the program, and it comes with all the features apart from the organizer, which no one used anyway, so who cares. It's a 1 gig download if you want to get it, and wouldn't you know, I just bought the box version a few weeks back. I bloody hate technology. If you've got a review and don't know where to post it, then stick it in iTunes, because we need loads of reviews. All of the shows, Photo Show particularly. If you're a listener, please, please, please give us a review for it. The more reviews we get, the higher we go in iTunes rankings, and the more people we get to listen, and then the bigger we get. Thank you. If you've got a story, send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BagelTech News. We'll be here again on Friday, and we'll be talking all of the news from Apple and everything else in the week. There'll be the Daily Show in the morning first thing, then we'll be going to the Mac Show at 1 o'clock. The Photo Show will be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and of course, don't forget, tomorrow night you can get the Big Show with Eric Lanigan and James and Sarah and myself, and I'm hoping to get a little special guest in. We'll have to wait and see. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.